EFKKingston.com.
Come on down to EFK, located at 660 Baggett Street, for a great time. Be a part of our extended family.
Come to the extended family. Come and have some fun.
This February, find where live art meets extended reality. Single Thread Theater presents PXR 2026, a mix of live performances, interactive digital presentations, technical deep dives, and exciting installations right here in Kingston at Modern Fuel, the Tet, and at Fort Henry. Get whisked away into immersive worlds like snowy cities, cyberpunk dystopias, musical mushrooms, and coastal shores. The conference runs February 20th through March 1st. Learn more by following Single Thread Theater on Instagram and get your tickets now via performanceandxr.com. See you there.
Hi, this is Sebastian from Death From Above 1979.
And you're listening to CFRC.
Queens Radio.
Sign up now to take over CFRC's airwaves for free. CFRC 101.9 FM invites all Queen's University student groups, clubs, and Kingston community organizations to take over our airwaves. Join us on air for an hour to talk about your student group or community organization and also present your own playlist of fun music chosen by your team. This is a great opportunity to talk about what your group does, how others can get involved or provide support, any big events your group has coming up, and how to keep up with the latest news about your group. You can apply by visiting cfrc.ca/contact and selecting Apply for a club community takeover. This free opportunity is made possible through the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada's Radio Meters program.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Yo, Ellie.
Hey, Nate, what's up?
We're on the radio.
What? Like right now?
Yeah, it's on a promo from Live Sessions.
Oh, yeah, CFRC Live Sessions, Thursdays at 11 a.m.
Listen to sexy bands play live on air and hear exclusive interview highlights.
Sounds awesome. Tune in on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Lit. Okay. Peace out, dude.
See you Thursday.
Hi, this is Half Moon Run, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Yes, you are. It is the Indie Wake-Up Call. It is reading week, and I bet you thought that I was going to be all by myself because Millie, an era away, but like an OG from the good COVID days is here.
Good morning.
Hi, Mom. Hello. Yeah, I didn't even drag Ruby in as my child to come and join me. Like, you offered to come in.
Yeah.
Like, why?
I don't know. I haven't been here in so long, but I definitely regretted it at like 6:40 this morning.
Sure.
When I went to bed at like 12:40 because I was watching House of Dragon like super late.
Okay.
And then, yeah, I was like, already committed. I have to go.
Yeah, you do. And we know that about morning things. We just got back from the Berta.
Yeah.
We were out there doing the early morning skiing and all that stuff too. So I love me some Banff, man. It was so good.
Yeah. And we left right at the right time. It's like minus 27 there now.
Yeah. Yeah. So speaking of that though, looks like, hey, no, not to frighten everybody. There's no minus 27 here anymore, but it looks like tomorrow for all of our kiddos out there could be a snow day. I'm not saying, but look at it. Right now, by the way, if you want to know your weather, right now it's -3, partly cloudy. It was actually quite nice coming in. It's got that sort of crusty Kingston snow feeling that we didn't have in the last 2 months. We had real winter.
Yeah.
Like, I felt we had real winter with, like, beautiful white snow and cold.
Yeah, beautiful is a great way to put it for somebody who has a car and doesn't have to stretch all the way to classes in this
fair
weather.
Fair, 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 although you do.
So beautiful.
Like, hey, you live on Frontenac Street, so just yeah, whatever. But it looks like, yeah, we've got some snow. We've got a snow event coming. I think those kids are not going to be on school buses tomorrow. It's going to be plus, what, 10 to 15 centimeters of snow with some rain in there, too? Gross. So, yeah, just keep that in mind tomorrow. And then Saturday looks like -3. Like a dusting of snow, Sunday -1. Yeah, so I know I said -27 because we just left Alberta, and when we arrived in Alberta, it was like +12.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous.
Yeah. but gorgeous.
Yeah, now they're feeling it. It's back. But it looks like for us, like, pretty mild end to February. Like, February's almost over. And into March, which I love. We got a lot to talk about. There's some new music always. What have you been listening to lately?
Oh, man.
Don't say the Tron soundtrack.
Okay, I'm a big soundtrack person, so I've been listening to a lot of soundtracks, but I listened to the entire Charlie XCX album yesterday, and I really liked it. It was fantastic.
Okay, so this is not the Wuthering Heights thing.
It is the Wuthering Heights
thing. Did she do the whole thing?
Yeah.
Because I've got it lined up. We're going to play Eyes of the World with Sky Ferreira Ellis, the one I wanted to play this morning. I didn't know. So this is an album, but it's the soundtrack for Wuthering Heights.
Yeah. And okay. She killed it. Like, I mean, on my first listen, at least, like, I'm not a big... It takes me a while to, like, listen to lyrics, but in terms of the feel of the song, like, all of them were really nice. I like them.
Okay.
Very Charlie.
I want some Charlie this morning. Okay, but we are going to start off with Kingston band Luscious. We love Brielle so much. And go onto their Instagram because... This song has been picked up by the Olympics to be played during highlight reels. And we know we've got some things we need to watch in the next few days. So we're going to be listening for some Luscious as well. Let's pull that over there just a little bit there. And so she's going to be featured, well, the whole band. Here, just press that. And then... No. Go back there.
Here. I haven't been to the station in so long.
That's okay. That's all right. Look at us.
Mom be out here pointing out random things. Well, I'm like, I don't
it's
know.
It's okay. I'm like doing hand signals. I'm like, we're not going to play it just yet.
POV, the song, like, ran out. And then I was like... Oh, she's literally just telling me to, like, restart it.
Yeah, like, or just...
And I was freaking out because I was like, what are we going to do? The song's going to run out.
It's all right. But anyway, yeah, so Luscious, they are going to be in some of those highlight reels, and they have been already, which is very exciting. Go to her Instagram, though, because... I keep saying her, but it's full band. But I mean, she's quite the leading lady in the band. But whatever. Luscious, go to their Instagram because there's a great video of her, and it's almost like the anti-Tate McRae video. She doesn't say anything about Tate, but it's so Canadian, and she's got those mitts on that any Gen Z would remember being like a little kid, and those Roots Team Canada mitts. That are in every house. She's wearing them, I think, during that video. And to me, it's like, yes, that's the energy I want right now coming into this final weekend. Because we've been watching some of the Olympics.
Yeah. Yeah, no. And they've been good. They've been solid.
It's intense. Like, I think that joke of how, like, Summer Olympics is like, hey, run from this spot to this spot, and we'll just time it and see how well you do.
And Winter's like, can you slide down an icy hill on your back without dying? And I'm like, oh. And then there's curling, but...
like all good things. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about what's going on in Kingston. We have some exciting concert tickets that you acquired. We'll get to that.
Thank God.
I know. And but we're going to start off with some Luscious. Damon Albarn from The Gorillaz. Green from... Fontaines, they have a song that's just came out. Leaky Lee has new music. Lip Critic has new music. And we're going to play that Charlie song. So that's how the show is going. Good morning, everyone.
Hey, baby, are you going out tonight? I know a place that'll make you feel alright. It'll help you self-medicate from all the ringing in your head that won't go away. I see the way you're keeping to yourself. You hide your eyes like you're someone else. But with me you can come out to play. Don't be scared, let the darkness fade. Judges spectate, strip you from your dignity, you can't walk straight. Leave you shaking from the knobs in her sides. Wanna crawl in a hole, waiting for a high. I can set you free, baby, come to me. It'll light you up, ready to
escape. Take a swig to deal with the lasting pain. My body's burning to get on the floor. I need a match, hit the bar, and we're off to war. It'll set you free, baby, come with me. It'll light you up, ready to run. Place that'll make you feel alright.
Now you left yourself there on the wall, looking up, painted on tears, powdered concrete. Here on earth, the sun in the sky, between my teeth, looking down, shaking some hand, order the mind. Well, I remember the dealers keeping coins in the speakers, choked up on the sheet of having hair like Jesus. The flags are breezing with a brand new feeling. Expensive seats full of abandoned reason. The sun cries tears and they land inside you. You feel the fear where you once felt pride, yeah.
That's when the world got involved, and I woke up older, with the flag of surrender draped across my shoulder. Remember before, when we cared about things like who was the tallest, waiting round for the adults to stop talking, but they can't see past what absorbs them. When I grow up, I'll do it different, trying to change the world by wishing. If I could have it all, whatever I liked, I just want everyone to be alright, to get a little respite from the night after night of it. I stitch a tear to my prayer and hold tight. I left myself there, on the wall, looking up at the pictures in a pebble dash, glistening bright. Listen, I might have drunk one too many years, 'cause when the sun sheds tears now, they set me alight.
Now you left yourself there on the wall, looking up, painted onto powdered concrete. Here on earth, sun in the sky, between my teeth, looking down, shaking some hand older than mine. Wants you to know everything that you feel, felt it before. Promises so close to the sun, when all said and done.
Flags I've reasoned with a brand new feeling. Expensive seats full of abandoned reason. The sun cries tears and they land inside you. You feel the fear where you once felt pride, yeah.
Listen, I might have drunk one too many years, cause when the sun sheds tears now, they set me alive. I stitch a tear to my prayer and hold tight.
see the stars in my eyes? Do you see me frozen in time? Watch me leave the girl behind. There's a shadow. Plump projections on my mind. Something that you recognize. Do you think you know me now? Always I do, no matter what I say. You're gonna think the things you think about me anyway. Put my flesh upon the cross until I scream. Oh! To prove I meant what I said, you're gonna love me like I'm already dead. Fragments of myself reflect. See you watching them while I get ahead. I know you love me like I'm already dead. No matter what I do, no matter what I say, you're gonna think the things you think about me anyway. Flesh upon the cross until I scream.
So I'm looking up, I'm going to look up Wuthering Heights Rotten Tomatoes because they've had some screenings, right?
Yeah, I've seen mixed reviews. I'm very curious.
I want to go, and I think a lot of people are actually going to go to the theater for this. I think, you know, people have been sitting inside rewatching Heated Rivalry over and over again. No judgment on that. And, you know, you were watching the new Game of Thrones. What's it called again? What's that Game of Thrones show?
House of Dragon. But there's also The Knight of the Seven Kingdoms.
That one. Oh, you haven't started that one.
Oh, I've started that one.
Okay.
I'm on my Game of Thrones
grind. I feel like with all the snowstorms too, people, I'm like, I'm not going out. But I think Wuthering Heights, people are going to do it. Oh, a bold but shallow take on Bronte's classic. You see, I think that's coded for me. I think that is calling me.
Yeah.
I want that. That's, I think I want a bold and shallow take on Wuthering Heights because it's not exactly a great love story. Like, it's...
Yeah.
It's not...
I saw this
viral... It's not a good standard. What did you see? What is it?
I'm just going to ask you to read it so it's, like, not too crazy.
Yes.
Can I read that? Yeah. This one?
Yeah, like, I'm reading the small stuff here.
I saw this viral review.
No! And yeah, like, go ahead and read it. Go ahead and read it. It's terrible.
The review is, her name's Emily Bronte.
She's, yeah, the Brontes did a lot of Victorian stuff. Yeah.
So this is the review. Emily Bronte died of tuberculosis 177 years ago, yet this adaptation is still the worst thing that has ever happened to her.
Oh!
And I haven't seen the movie. I don't know if it's good or bad, but I just thought that was like, I've seen that review everywhere.
Now we're talking about it because Charlie XCX did the soundtrack for it.
Yeah, and I think it's super, it's great.
I want that. Yeah, so I think there'll be contrarians maybe like ourselves that can handle all of the
weirdness.
Yeah.
Because the vibe I'm getting from this movie is weird.
This is a beloved novel.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people study this. So to bring out a Lordy for this is also like a lot of people like, okay, what are we doing here?
Yeah.
I loved him in Frankenstein. I thought he was great. Whatever. I think it's very this generation and I think it's going to make money.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's going to do well.
I think so.
Maybe they'll do a sequel.
Yeah. No, we'll see.
They can't. You can't. But maybe you can. I don't know. Let's go see it this weekend. I want to play. We're playing some new music today. I'm going to play something from this band, Cardinals. You know that we love us some Irish music a lot here on Indie Wake Up Call. All music. But these guys, NME has called them the next great hope. Delivering scorched truths as if Kneecap and Fontaines weren't doing that. This is a classic debut album. So, let's get going on this. Everybody likes them. They're from Cork, 5-piece. And we're going to play some of it right now. Here's St. Agnes on the Indie Wake Up Call.
Just as well as it should.
rich side, there's never two. It's a Swiss knife I never use. It's a old life for something new. But if I think about it,
then I'll never choose.
And what's another little lie? I think I tell them all the time. I think I'm making up my mind. I think I'll never get it right.
And if I think about it, and if I think about it,
then I'll never choose.
And if I think about it, and if I think about it,
then I'll never do.
It's another little lie.
Another little lie.
I tell them all the time.
This at all. You come with me.
Reset.
Get a load of this fucking guy, man.
Reset!
Yeah.
Somber reminds me of Dan from Gossip Girl if Dan was like a foot and a half taller. He's kind of giving that. He kind of gives that.
Dan from Gossip Girl? What?
Well, I don't know. Like, he's really odd. Look at him. Look, like, we're watching the video.
We're watching a video right now.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, I think, like, awkward, like, outsider, kind of has to try to have some swagger. You know, he's just so tall and gawky that I love that for him. But, yeah, he reminds me, like, of that energy of Dan from Gossip Girl. That might change as his career goes on, and I'll not do that. But do you see it at all? No.
I see it. I think, yeah.
Now I put that there. Anyway, yeah. That's his new song, Homewrecker. We have thoughts on him. Like, I saw music critics that, you know, the album cover from last year, he's holding his ears so he can't hear anything. And music critics kind of took that and ran with it. Like, yeah, that's how I feel about his album. Like,
what?
People are mean.
I know.
People are mean. But he kind of put it out there. But anyway, I love that record so much. You know that.
Oh, my God.
I want to see Somber this summer. Maybe he will be part of the announcements of the music festivals we are impatiently waiting for.
Yeah.
No Oceaga lineup. No Lollapalooza Chicago. Oh, Ottawa Blues Fest, pretty quiet. So we want to know what's going on, because they're all of them have usually announced something by now.
Yeah. And it's tough because I don't know if you've looked at ticket sales. I haven't looked at ticket sales yet, but the closer you get, like, the more expensive tickets are. And I think I saw they were selling early bird tickets, but, like, I can't imagine people would want to buy.
For Oceaga, like,
yes,
right now?
Yes, Oceaga.
I mean, I trust the process, but, yeah, like, it's a lot of money for people because it's usually, and Oceaga has, like, out-of-towners, so it's, like, hotels, accommodation.
Yeah.
All those things that come with it, the food, everything. So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot. I think we know Lord is there. Lord is going to be there as one of the headliners, but, you know, I'm a middle card person. Well, I'm a nerd bands. Who's going to be there?
There's usually, Oceaga has some really good eyes and will get people who are really up and coming. Like, there's usually one best new artist who is going to be at Oceaga.
Before they're even nominated. Yeah. Hey, we know. Yeah. We know who we're talking about here. We kind of scored gold on that a few times, but specifically with Chapel, that was amazing. So anyway, we're waiting on that. But again, we got some concert tickets that you picked up. But no, we're not going to talk about them yet, because we went through the whole Ticketmaster thing yesterday, and we've got a whole lineup of songs, although you still didn't put yours in yet, regarding that artist, and we'll get to that. But yeah, let's go. I just want to get in there with the Somber, though, just a little discussion there, because he reminds me of Dan from Gossip Girl, just kind of that energy, but maybe I'm totally wrong there. But watch him, and then you'll see it, and you can't not see it. Anyway, new music from Placebo, actually. The song is called Placebo. Nourished by Time has the new music with Miss Ray. That's the one I've been actually looking very forward to. We're going to get that in a second, and then we'll be back to talk about what concert tickets Ruby successfully secured yesterday from the Ticketmaster hellscape. Here we go.
So when the morning rolls, I want
Bit of, I said that it's new Nourished by Time, but actually technically it's new music from Miss Ray. She's an artist from England, and Nourished by Time is a guest on her EP Melt that's going to be released in a minute. When is it coming out? It's coming out soon. Anyway, that single was released 6 days ago, and I love it. Loved it. We were talking earlier, Ruby's on the show with me this morning.
Yes.
A child who kind of was forced to grow up in this station.
I remember, like, you would make me just, like, pick out records that you would let me play, and it was really nice of you, but I played some, like, really weird stuff on the air, and
that's
you're
what
like...
Everybody does that here, of all ages. I mean, weird record playing
just,
is,
you know,
kind of the modus
operandi. Make me talk, like, you would hold up, like, album covers, because we have, like, the physical records and CDs here.
Yeah.
And you would just be like, what's on the cover art? And that was just like what I would do.
Like any, what, do you remember any of the records in particular?
No, but I remember you getting me to describe the CD with like a car on it and a hill. And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing, but whatever mom wants, you know,
It's
her show.
So during COVID, we got through some dark times in here because there was nobody really coming in, but we still came in a lot. And I appreciate those years, but I would have people calling in like, stop making her like Fontaine's DC. She doesn't want to like them. And I'm saying,
yeah, people can tell in my voice.
Yeah, she doesn't want to like Fontaine's DC.
I was like,
stop making her try to like Fontaine's DC.
It's cool, I guess.
Have you come to like any of their music?
Some songs, actually. I find any song that you play in a kid's childhood, if you play it enough, they will like it out of pure nostalgia.
Oh, yeah.
Like, and all of Dad used to play this dad rock.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
on the drive up to, like, our cottage.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a 30-minute drive, but, like, I have so many memories of us as kids, like, in the car with him driving up and him playing, like, all of this dad rock. And now I actually love that music when it comes on. Even though some of the songs are kind of, like, I don't know, a little weird, but... or just, like, super, like, old dude coded. And I'm like, yeah, this is awesome. So I feel like if you play a song, if you want to force your kids to like music, like, you totally can. You just have to play it so many times for them when they're a kid. And then when they're older, they'll be like, oh, this is so nostalgic.
So don't tell them they have to like it and force them. All right, I can't help it, though, anyway. It's not Fontaine's DC that we're talking about, by the way. We're talking about securing Ticketmaster tickets. This is a childhood band that you can agree on. And I never forced them on you, but they are definitely, like, when I had to declare my favorite artist of the 2010s,
this was the band.
This was the band for sure. I've seen them many times. You have never seen them.
I've never seen them, but of course, you're like... I've seen them 3 times, so I don't really want to go.
I didn't say it like
that. Yes, you did.
I would like to go see them. I have seen them. And if you want to nerd out, which we'll nerd out in a minute, but why don't we tell everybody who the band is?
The band is... Tame Impala.
Okay, so you messaged me to say, like, hey, the Ticketmaster Hunger Games are starting.
This is the thing. I was on Instagram, and I was talking with my boyfriend, who is not a concert person. He's not a concert person.
You still like him. He's a good guy.
And I've been trying to convince him as, like, I think people who are not concert people are concert people. They just haven't experienced it yet. And I was like, we should go to one concert, and it just has to be a band that, like, you like. And he's like, I don't really want to. And he's like, but if it's Tame Impala, I might go. And so sure enough, I saw an ad on Instagram saying that pre-sale for Toronto tickets was starting on February 18th. And I was like, oh my God, like, this is it. And everything was lining up. It was in Toronto. Like, I had accommodation in Toronto and was working in Toronto this summer. So I was like, we're gonna do this. And I messaged mom and I was like, sign up for this pre-sale. Like, I sent the pre-sale to, like...
It's a family thing we've done so many times.
If you've been on Ticketmaster before, like, you have been scarred by, like, the war it takes to get tickets.
For everything. Even though they're, like, so expensive.
Yeah, for everything. So, I emailed mom. I sent the code to, like... every single person I knew, pretty much, because I was, like, so scarred from, like, Harry Styles and Taylor Swift, and even Billy was like a really hard one to get.
All the things, yeah.
And we got the code, and I got in line, and mom was also in line.
So Ruby messaged me. She's like, I'm 4,000th in line.
Which is, honestly, if you don't, if you've